I have a question from Janet in Granbury. My husband is an amputee and has a metal rod in the upper part of his leg. In the remaining bone, will ingesting clay hurt him in any way since it pulls heavy metals? No, it will not. The clay does not go through the colon wall into the bloodstream. It will never touch the metal part. And even if it did, the metal replacement parts in your body are not deteriorating. They don't rust. They don't decompose. The same as in your mouth, all your dental fixtures. I wore braces for 3 years and brushed my teeth with clay. Didn't hurt them a bit. They don't use deteriorating elements. They use special elements that the clay doesn't bother, and it won't bother the clay. Get him some clay on his feet and legs and get that circulation going. You know, the problem with what happens is everything gets black, the circulation cuts off, and clay will draw circulation. It doesn't heal in and of itself. What it does is pull blood flow and circulation. The blood flow has oxygen in it. That's what it's needed for cellular repair. So in that way, and in pulling out the toxins and infection, it can help you heal things. Okay, I'm going to see if they're still sending me some more information. It's weird. My computer shows logged in as host, and yet I can't get in. So something here is going on, and we'll figure it out before the next time. What I'm learning about clay is that it primarily does 5 things. It doesn't heal in and of itself. As a catalyst, it can work with enzymes in the bodies, which are catalysts, and they can co-create things the body's lacking. They can make amino acids. From amino acids, they make peptide chains. From peptide chains, they make protein. And they can even make minerals and vitamins that the body is deficient in that the clay doesn't even contain. And it does it on an ad-need basis. If the body doesn't need it, it doesn't do it. A catalyst is activation energy. We all know if you've been taking clay how your energy feels. You get a boost of energy. You feel better. It stops. It pulls. It's such a drawing element. When it pulls and detoxes, it's pulling like a vacuum. So when you put it on your skin, you get that drawing, and it's pulling that blood flow and oxygen to the surface, as well as pulling out toxins. And when you can get the toxins out of your body, when you can get your body alkalized to the proper place it needs to be, when you can get it stimulated where blood flow and oxygen is flowing and there are no blockages in the body where the blood flow can keep going. Oftentimes if you have, say, a crick in your neck and your muscles are all tightened up, well, that's stopping the flow of energy, so it's not flowing good. And you put a little clay on there and let it dry, and just a little bit, you notice it's loosening up because the flow of energy is going through it. And those are the primary ways that clay works. So we say it heals, but in and of itself, it's not doing the healing. It's cleaning the house so the house, the body, can heal itself. A balanced body that has the necessary energy, the alkalinity that's like it's supposed to be, is designed for well-being. So when we can get the toxins and the waste out of the way and get the circulation going, we get back to wellness. Primarily that's how clay works. I think this is fascinating because we never could figure out some of the things it does. How does it stop inflammation? I mean, stop pain. Much of pain is related to inflammation and swelling and a tightening and a shutting down. So again, when the clay creates circulation, it pulls out inflammation. The clay will pull the heat out. You can put a clay poultice or pack on. It literally pulls the heat out, reduces the swelling. And when you can do that, the pain goes away. That's how I use it on my back. If I work in the yard too long or do something crazy and get a pinched sciatic nerve, so I put a poultice on there to reduce the swelling. When the swelling reduces, the vertebra can pop back into alignment many times. So it works in mysterious ways, we say, but it does work. I'm going to check here and see if Cheryl has sent me any more messages. Here's another one from Dolores in Chicago. Is it okay to give clay to an elderly dog? I have a 12-year-old beetle, and I'm wondering if the clay will benefit him at this age. Yes, very much so. We had an old dog. I think he was 15 years old. He couldn't get up the stairs anymore, and he wasn't able to jump on the furniture. And this lady's brother was always into New Age medicines and new healthy natural things and sending her some, and she sent her sister and herself some clay. Well, you know, he told her what to do to drink it and all this, and she just told her sister, said, I don't think I want to drink dirt. I'm going to give some of this to the dog and see how he does. And so she started feeding the dog some clay. And the third morning she came downstairs and she couldn't find the dog. And she thought, oh, Lord, I've killed that dog on this clay and he's gone off somewhere to die. And she went back upstairs carrying the laundry and she heard this thump, thump, thump. The dog was upstairs and on the daughter's bed laying there wagging his tail. That was his favorite room in the whole house. So she called her sister and said, let's rethink this clay. Maybe we ought to start taking it. So definitely give it to your dog. It will help him get rid of parasites. The parasites doesn't kill them. They are attracted to the clay. They like the clay more than the host wall, and they go to the clay, and then they're carried out of the body in the feces. The dog will start having more energy, his hair coat, his circulation. Everything in his body is going to start working a little bit better. So definitely give it to him. A beagle, I would give a good rounded tablespoon of the hydrated clay in his food. We have some pets that won't eat it after a while after you start putting it in food. And my son, grandson, has a dog that won't eat the clay. So we mix it with a little yogurt and equal parts yogurt and pumpkin. And dogs love pumpkin. So they will eat it that way. So if you have trouble with them, mix it with the equal parts of yogurt and pumpkin and clay, the clay mask. You want to do the hydrated clay. So mix that for them and put it in their food and watch them go to town. So thank you for that question. And let's see if we have any more coming in. I know this is a slow process, and I appreciate you bearing with us here as we do this. And I want to thank Cheryl for screening, getting these clays and sending them to me by email. I love it when you can find another way to skin a cat. Samantha Greason in Dallas, can clay treat genital herpes? How should it be used? Yes, it's a virus, and well, you want to use it topically. You want to take the clay mask, the mud, and apply it vaginally. You can push it up in you if you want, but definitely put it on rather thickly vaginally. Wear a panty liner if you're a woman, and to keep it from getting on your clothes, and any time you go to the bathroom, put fresh clay down there. I would also start drinking 2 ounces 3 times a day, and definitely take a clay bath. Get down in the bath. You want it to get to your lymph glands, and try to clean them out and get the body functioning good. I would do a 1 cup clay bath. Mix it in the blender with water. I like to sandwich it between the water. I put about 2 cups of water, 1 cup of clay, and fill it to about 1 inch of the top with water. Put it on high for about 30 seconds. When all the lumps are gone, go pour it in your bath water, rinse the blender out, take the blades out and wash them off. Make sure the clay is off those blades before you get into the tub. Get in, get down in the water as much as you can. Keep circulating the water. I put a towel behind my neck so I can scooch down and try to cover my body as much as possible. Sometimes I take a cup so I can keep pouring the clay over the upper part of my body, my shoulders and my neck area, and just soak 15 or 20 minutes. When you get out, you don't have to rinse off, just dry off. Your skin's going to be baby soft. You're going to be relaxed. I like to take my bath at night because I just want to be poured in bed like a pancake and covered up. Best night's sleep ever. Really relaxes the body. So if you're stressed out and can't sleep, try some clay baths at night. They are addictive. You want to do it over and over again. So drink about 2 ounces of the liquid clay 3 times a day. If it's not clearing up, increase it to 3 ounces 3 times a day. Just take the liquid away from medicine. And thank you for that question. And, you know, a lot of us have that question and are afraid to ask it. So I applaud you for asking it. And I had someone call me about that very same thing the other day. It's amazing how we can pick up things innocently. So thank you for that. And again, let me see if we have any more questions coming in. Yes, here's some more. Peter in Philadelphia, will clay help with arthritis in the knee? I have a hard time getting up and down the stairs. Yes, darling, just like the dog, it helped. It will help you. Drinking it and applying it to the knee. Take the clay mask. Now, you don't have to mix the clay mask in your food like you do it for a dog. But I would start with 2 ounces 3 times a day away from any medication. And I think you'll start seeing results very quickly as it pulls out that inflammation. It seems to dissolve the buildup in the joints because we've had like people with crooked fingers that can now straighten them and flex them and the knots have gone down. So, and I'd also put it on top of it. If it starts hurting, take that clay mask and just rub it kind of thickly all around the knee. Maybe cover it in some saran wrap so you can put your clothes on with it. If you're wearing shorts, that's great. If you can leave it on and kind of let it dry and pull that inflammation and heat out of there, I think you'll find the pain easing up quite a bit. And stay with it. And I was getting arthritis in my thumbs. It's like my mother had it, and my thumb was starting to be deformed when I started taking the clay. And I'm happy to say I don't have it anymore. It was getting to where when the weather changed, my thumb would ache, and if I picked up anything wrong, it would ache, and it hurt to open the doorknobs. And that's completely gone. So get on some clay. Very good for arthritis. It just reduces that inflammation and the heat and the swelling. Thank you. And I have a question from Kimberly and Austin. So the clay for animals should be the clay mass consistency, not the liquid. Not necessarily. You can pour the liquid over the food. It depends on what type of food you give them. I usually say the clay mask, if you're giving them dry food, you may want to pour the liquid over it. Either one, and, you know, I would do, for great big dogs, like 2 ounces of the liquid and two teaspoons, rounded teaspoons of the hydrated. For smaller dogs, you can do a teaspoon and 1 ounce. So you can gauge it, and you can give them some and see how they feel. Remember that animals in the wild go and find clay and eat it, so they know how much to take. I guess you could give them free will clay if you wanted, because they, in the wild, they know when they've had enough. We've seen the documentaries on the Animal Planet channel of the elephants that go up this precarious cliff to get to this clay deposit at the top of the mountain, and once a year they go there for their cleansing ritual, and they dig way down in this hole to get to the clay, and they squirt it all over their bodies, and I guess they drink the clay water too, and they lay in it and do all the things. They know it detoxes them, so they have an annual journey to detox once a year. It's a shame they're not closer to it, so they can do it more often. I love my clay baths. All right, looks like we are out of questions for the moment. I am going to continue to do the Live Well seminars. Now, next month, I am going on a cruise that I have planned since last year to Alaska, and I will be gone the first part of July. So I'm leaving the 3rd and getting back the 10th, so I'll be gone the 9th of July, which is when I usually have my first clay teleseminar. So we're going to have the teleseminars. The clay seminars will be the 16th and the 30th, and the wellness seminar will be the 23rd. So we'll still get 3 in that month, but the first 2 weeks of July, we won't have a teleseminar. And please bear with us during this time while we're trying to get things ironed out and set up the new site and trying to keep everything as normal as possible. But change does have its problems, just like the hiccup today. By the next time, I will definitely find out how to get on this website and what's keeping me from being able to get on there. I've had some testimonials lately. Let me look at my list here and find where they were so I can remember them. Whoops, wrong list. Here it is. One gentleman said he noticed clay helped his attitude. He started feeling better in his attitude. When we feel better, we get grumpy, and our attitude gets kind of sucky, and we snap at people. And he said he started feeling better, and his attitude changed tremendously. He had a better outlook on life. I've had several people lately with fibromyalgia that said they had no energy. They were zapped of energy. When they started drinking the clay, their energy came back. They can get up and do things, and the pain started subsiding. Fibromyalgia attacks the muscle system, and they get real tight and tense. And just remember to take it away from your medicines. I had another one with heartburn. That's one of the things clay works on so quickly and so effectively that it just surprises people they can get rid of their heartburn that quickly. And so they always email to tell me, oh my gosh, I've only taken the clay for one day. And I'm already feeling better. Excuse me, I have a little frog in my throat. Maybe I need to go in and drink some clay. I think it's more allergy related, and clay generally helps on allergies too, but sometimes we've had so much rain here, there's a lot of mold allergies, and it just gets to you. Okay, let me see if we have any more questions coming in. I really want to apologize for the disruption today. It's been kind of crazy. Thank you for hanging in there and staying online and bearing with us. So, no, anytime I'm not there, there's something going on. Okay, another question from George in Salt Lake City. Is there a limitation on how much clay a person should ingest? In other words, how much is too much? It would be very difficult and almost impossible to take too much clay. I have people taking up to 8 ounces 3 times a day with remarkable results. Excuse me a minute. I'm going to try to get rid of this frog because I know my voice is gravelly. Hello. Okay. Is that better? Thank you. How much should you take? Generally, you start with 2 ounces, and you can build up from there. The rule of thumb is if you're not getting the results you want, increase the amount of clay you're taking. The lady that took 8 ounces had ulcerative colitis, she had Crohn's disease, she had polyps in her colon, she had leaky gut. They wanted to remove her colon and put her on a bag the rest of her life. She started drinking and gradually built up to 8 ounces. And when she went to the hospital, she took it with her. She had a tapeworm in her liver. One of four people in Canada diagnosed with a tapeworm in their liver. She had four cysts on her liver. One was 10 inches long and the smallest was 7.5. She started drinking it. She smuggled it in and was drinking it unbeknownst to the doctors while she was in the hospital. She had gotten up to 8 ounces 3 times a day. 2 weeks later, when they went back to check on the tapeworm, it was gone, and the cyst on her liver was gone. There was one the size of her pinky fingernail was all that was left. She kept drinking the clay. They dismissed her from the hospital. She knew she had an obstruction, a weak spot in her colon, and that's what they were wanting to address. Eventually, her spleen fell into her colon in that weak spot. She had to have emergency surgery. They were able to take out only 10 to 12 inches of her colon right where that weak spot had been. And when she woke up, there were five doctors standing around her saying, "We want to know what you've done to go from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old in 4 months since we've been treating you." And she was 46 years old. And her colon had completely cleared up. There was no sign of the Crohn's disease. There was no ulcerative colitis, no leaky gut, and the polyps had healed. She also had anemia. She was anemic, and they wanted to put her on the iron shots in her hip for 6 weeks. And her doctor said, "You know, this clay is working so well. Let's give it a try. And I want you to come in every week and we'll monitor your blood." And sure enough, it stopped her anemia. She also had a thyroid problem, Graves' disease, and she was using a poultice on her thyroid. And she said she was taking clay baths too when she could, but she was doing a poultice on her thyroid, and she said that they had told her she would have this problem all of her life, but it cleared up, and she didn't have to have the medicine, and they were threatening to remove her thyroid. So that's what drinking 8 ounces will do. They did some experiments with rats, I think, and said they had to take 25% of their dietary intake in clay, and it's hard to take pounds of clay. So I really don't think you could sit down and eat enough clay to harm you. No one has ever died from taking clay that I know of. If you're highly toxic when you first take it, you may have a Herxheimer reaction, which is called a healing crisis, and it just means the toxins are trying to come out of your body so fast. The clay kind of breaks them loose and liberates them, and the clay baths really pull them out through the pores of your skin. Sometimes they don't get out quick enough, and they're locked in there, so it shows up on your skin as rashes and different things, maybe a headache, lethargic, tired, flu-like symptoms. They generally last a few days, and if you cut back on the amount you're taking and slow down a little bit, then you can increase it back up again. Another problem some people have is constipation. We don't know exactly why. We know 80% of the people will have three good bowel movements and thrilled with clay. 20% get constipated. It is not because the clay is building little brick walls in your colon. I assure you of that. The clay is slippery when it's wet. When it goes in, it's slick. It doesn't dry out in your insides. So, they say it's an imbalance in your colon bacteria. You're not digesting right. The other thing is it's pulling out old fecal matter. If you've never had a colonics and done a lot of cleansing on your colon, you probably are impacted with 5 to 10 pounds of old fecal matter in the crevices of your lower colon. They're all stuck back there. It's hard. It's stinky. It's dried out. The clay's magnetism is so strong, it's like a vacuum, and it pulls this stuff out of those crevices, puts it in the canal to go out with your feces, but it's hard and it's dried and it's stopped up. I find if you take over-the-counter magnesium tablets, but you make sure you get magnesium oxide. The caltrate and the magnesium calm do not work that well. The oxygen will oxygenate. It breaks up the feces and softens it, so it can break up the stool. You may have to take two twice a day. You can take 2.5. Get the tablets, not the gel. That way you can cut them in half, and if one is too much, you can take a half of one. With me, it depends on how I'm eating, how much vegetables I'm eating, and how much I'm trying to avoid lately bread and starches, and as a result, I haven't needed it. But so that's about the worst thing that can happen from clay. All right, we have a question here from Mary. Mary says, my husband has what looks like poison ivy. On Wednesday, 6/17, while weed whacking outside, I've been using clay smothered on it all week, but his rash is still there. He needs an antihistamine every 4 hours or there's no let up on the itching and scratching. Clay is ineffective for this type of skin eruption, is it? Any suggestion, as I know if we go to the MD, he will give him antibiotics and steroids. Clay is very effective for poison ivy and poison oak. Number one, it pulls that oil off the skin, and that has gone under the skin, it pulls it out and dries it off. Now, I was exposed to something one time, and I thought it was poison ivy, and it wasn't clearing it up. And what I discovered, I was allergic to trumpet vine, and I had trimmed the trumpet vine, picked up the trim branches, and got the sap all over me. And it evidently it wasn't effective for the trumpet vine. So I'm thinking it's allergic to reaction to something other than poison oak and poison ivy, because we've had very good success with them. So he may need to get some help. You might try giving him a clay bath for the itching, and when he puts the clay on, does it soothe the itching for just a little while it's wet? Maybe you need to keep it on wet. When it dries, it will pull and kind of start to itch again, but it should be drying it up. So if it's not, my guess, there's something out there he got into that he's allergic to, and the sap got on his skin. And he may have to go get some traditional medicine. But I would also try the clay baths to see if it can help pull up whatever it is out. Thank you. All right. Well, that's all the questions for now that I'm seeing. So I'm going to appreciate Cheryl for staying online and forwarding the questions to me, and I appreciate you all for staying online. If you have any questions about the new company, it's called Nutraceuticals. They buy up small companies that are health and cosmetic oriented natural products, and you can go to Nutraceuticals.com or Nutra.com, Nutra.com. They are still going over, they have to get there. They're very, very much in integrity, and they're going to do things to the letter of the law. So you may see some changes in the amount that they're allowed to say. Because they're a big company, they really have to protect themselves. We know how much you can take, and we know the book is out there. And the new book is going to be coming as soon as I can get through a lot of these hurdles that I'm having with it. And in the meantime, I'm here to answer your questions on mixing it, using it, and don't hesitate to ask me. I will be gone from July 3rd to the 10th and probably not in cell phone range or email range. But bear with me and leave me a message, and I'll get to them when I get home. My email address is Perrya at Austin, A-U-S-T ASTIN.RR.com. And you can email me and I'll answer it as soon as I get home or as soon as I can get to where I can get reception. Nutra.com. Wait a minute, NutraCorp, NutraCorp.com. We show you the site and all the companies that they bought up. They leave the brand names, they leave the labels, and they get them into distribution. They have an R&D team that we're working with to develop the new toothpaste and some other new products they have in mind. So I think it's all good for the clay. It's going to get it. They're going to go to California. You'll notice the Prop 65 label on there. You can't get anything health-wise in California just about without the Prop 65 label that says may contain something that can cause cancer or birth defects. And we know the clay doesn't do that anyway. Clay is a horse of a different color. It's not a drug. It's not a food. It's not indirectly, it's a supplement. So they don't know how to categorize it. And because it contains heavy metals, but they are linked in there kind of like a chain link fence. They're tightly bound into the clay molecule, and they make up this flat surface of the clay particle. Their purpose is the negative charge. And they are linked very tightly, much like a chain link fence with covalent oxygen and hydroxide molecules. This is getting into chemistry. But the bond is very strong. The clay particle is very strong. And it's filled with these negative charges. And that's what gives it its drawing and detoxing power. And it pulls it in like a magnet and holds it and carries it out of the body. It's said that clay has a lifespan of 50 years. So what it absorbs and holds, it holds for 50 years. So when you're in the bathtub and it's pulling the toxins out, unlike with Epsom salts or some of the other salts and detoxing products that pull it out, they also leave it floating on top of the water. So the clay captures it when it pulls it out. So it's not going to get back in your body. So I think that's another fascinating characteristic about clay. So you can go to Nutra. I understand that if you purchase something and it's over $100, you get free shipping. So there may be even some better perks about this new company having the clay. They're not tampering with the clay itself. It's going to be the same good clay, the same quality clay. They're going to continue the testing, if not even more diligent. They are super diligent on following the letter of law. And that's why it's taking time to get the about clay side out there, because they have lawyers that are just FDA lawyers and federal communication lawyers that know what can and can't be said, and written about a product. So they're going to follow that to the letter of the law. And they're very much in integrity, and I admire that. And so, but you will still be able to get to the same jar, the same clay, the same label. It looks the same. And right now, if you go to livingclayco.com, you'll see our website. It looks very much like the old website. You can order there. Your orders are just coming from Utah now instead of Austin, Texas. And they have a number on the website to call, and that's the link. So you may not get to talk to Leslie, but they will have people there. And it's going to take time to educate them. So if you have questions, come to me, because they probably can't answer them. They have a huge staff that answers the phone, and that's all they do is take orders. They're not really there to answer questions. So, but they do have kind of mixing directions there on the website if you go to it. And I think it's going to be a smooth transition once we get through some of the little hurdles. Right now, occasionally there's a back order on some products as they're finding how much demand is out there as soon as they get them into these larger markets. So supply and demand is going to take a little while to catch up. So be patient with them. Be patient with us. And just know that I'm here for you. I'm going to check one more time to see if we have any more questions coming through. I'm not seeing anything, so this is Perrier signing out. I apologize for the craziness at the first. I'm going to get on and find out why I'm not connecting with ZioSoft and get that solved. Thank you again. Know that you are appreciated and that we will be here for you. I will be here for you. But I hope the clay, the new change comes out to your highest good, even better than before. I think being able to get it in more stores, because we have people on the East Coast that can't get to it, they don't have it in their stores yet. We had only reached 3 divisions in the Whole Foods of going through training and doing that, and they have people that do all that. So I think it'll be out there, and you'll be able to find it maybe in the grocery store. Who knows? So keep looking for it, and thank you for being loyal customers and for hanging in there today. This is Perrier signing out. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.